Let's recap the Mid-Plains Community College Board of Governors meeting. Their September meeting taking place last night. Mid-Plains Community College President Ryan Purdy on the phone with us. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm good, Rich. How are you today?
Excellent. Daniel, I take it right there as well?
I am. Good morning, Rich.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. Good morning. Well, you had last night some hearings and then the actual meeting as we're talking budget, aren't we?
We are. It is the season. So, yep, we'll continue to be a little different. So, you know, this is the second year in a row where we don't have the large general operating fund tax levy. So, you know, that is paid for now by the future fund. And so that was fully funded this current fiscal year. And so that allowed us to bypass that operating levy again and just really focus on the capital improvement levy. So the board did opt to stay at the 2 cent maximum capital levy. That brings in about $5.5 million to help with, you know, construction, maintenance, and renovations of our existing facilities. When you look across all of our campuses, you know, we have more than a $200 million insurance replacement value of all of our facilities. And so that's only about 2.5% of our total. So it takes 40 years of that funding to replace what we have. So we rely on those funds to make sure that we are keeping our facilities up and running, facility upgrades, HVAC replacements, window replacements, infrastructure remodels as needed to make sure that, you know, we have a good curbside appeal. But making sure that our buildings last a long time. So we're excited about what we've been able to do with our capital improvement plan. You know, the hats off to our physical resources teams because we have so many internal talents that we're able to do a lot of the work themselves. We hire it when we need to, but if we can stretch a dollar longer or a lot farther, it might take a little bit longer. But we're proud of our facilities, what we've been able to accomplish, and we hope the public is as well. So that really is the tax request. We had our hearings, both the budget hearing and the property tax hearing. We did not have anybody in attendance. But again, we went from an 11.25 cent maximum levy here 2 years ago to 2 cents. So we're now between 1 and 1.5% of the total property tax piece. So we're excited and for what we've got going. We thank the taxpayers for what they've been able to provide to us and hope we're doing them well. And we must be doing something right. We went free dual credit this fall, and we've seen a 24% increase in dual credit this fall, which is unbelievable. 2% increase to the non-dual credit. So right now we're about a 9.5% increase this fall compared to last year. So that will help us with funding next year. It doesn't happen in the current year. We see the growth, but the funding formula does allow for us to get some additional state funding with that level of growth. So now our hope is those students matriculate to us at post-high school graduation, stay here, and then we can find our partner institutions that will bring on the further education so our students don't have to leave, because we know if they stay here for education, they'll stay here most likely for their careers. So we want to continue to encourage them to stay here.
And we'll get to that rest of budget coming up, action items here shortly. But on open forum, you had a couple of things open forum first, didn't you?
Yeah, so Jesse Lovett was there from faculty, and she's one of our English faculty. So she just really highlighted kind of her department. So we have 5 full-time English faculty, and a lot of them are guest presenters at conferences, or they're publishing poems or other pieces. And so she just really wanted to highlight that. But Christy Liebhart, North Platte, Jesse Lovett, North Platte, Melissa Pilakowski is in North Platte, and then Cassie Pfeiffer and Mary Wilson and McCook. And so all are doing great things, both in the classroom, outside the classroom. And we like when they share that with the board, because the board kind of gets to know those faculty on more of a personal level. So thank you to Jesse for sharing some of the things that the faculty there are doing. Obviously, we have the Watercolor Society that's down there, Rick Johnson. Mm-hmm. We make sure that our public gets down to see that as well. It's pretty special that we get to host that every few years, and Rick's such an ambassador for the college and the arts, and so we thank him for his time in organizing that, so the public needs to get down and see that. And Jackson made a comment of that, too, when he was doing his report. But Jackson and Vernon are 2 student trustees, both fine gentlemen and really great ambassadors of the college. Again, I'm hearing time and time again from them and others that the student engagement this year and the student attendance at events is off the charts. And so we're excited to see that. You get a couple, 2 or 3 people who are great leaders and can persuade and help get those people to those events, and everybody wins. And so Jackson and Vernon are great ambassadors of college, and you're seeing the fruits of their labor just if you just attend a Mid-Plains, North Platte, McCook, whatever it is, just to see the level of interest from our students that we haven't seen in quite some time.
Had a couple of consent items and then move to the action items required by law and approve the bills for the month. And then you had more with the property taxes and the budget, didn't you?
Yep. So then once we had the hearings done before the meeting, then we went right into the consent agenda items, as you mentioned. and then action items required by law. So we did approve the bills for the month of April, $1.4 million, which is a little bit lower, but that's kind of to be expected. It's summer. Some of that is still on the electrical building as they're progressing on that piece as well. Hopefully that will be done here later this fall, and we'll open it, probably do a soft ribbon cutting maybe late spring. We'll probably have full students coming back in next fall in there. So give us about a semester to kind of get things set up how they want to. I don't know if we'll necessarily move classes over. We might towards the end of the year, depending on where that's at. But we have that piece. The board then approved the resolution, which again was just to use the prior taxes to fund the budget. Again, about a $60 million total budget, about $5.5 million of that is from that 2-cent capital levy to help fund the facility renovations and improvements. So we approved the bills, we approved the resolution for the 2-cent capital, and then we approved the budget for all funds of just under $60 million. And then we did approve the increase in the base limitation by 1%. That just says because we have the authority to accept this many taxes, we've chosen not to, and it just protects that authority moving forward in case we'd have a significant increase in funding. Again, state did the future fund. We had enough unused restricted funds authority to accept that funds. If say they do it again, having that additional increase in authority allows us to accept those funds moving forward. So it's really just a safety net that we protect ourselves.
So
and that really concludes the action.
Exactly right. The board approved approved the budget for another season and the base limitation by 1%, correct?
Yep, that's it. Yep.
Reports. Talk about your reports from last night.
Yeah. So made mention that the North Platte will celebrate their 60th anniversary on September the 14th. Throughout the year, we're going to have other activities. You know, the volleyball team is going to have their alumni event, men's basketball, women's basketball, softball will have theirs as well as we go throughout the year. And then next fall, we're going to kick it off in McCook. So 100th year anniversary of McCook coming up next year. And so you're going to see the same type of thing. We're going to kick it off, I think, Heritage Days, and then just continue to have events throughout the year to really celebrate the oldest junior college in the state of Nebraska, McCook. It's kind of fun because you have McCook oldest, you know, and they're within a year of another milestone with North Platte being 60. But then we also have the, you know, how the community colleges were put together in the 70s. And so we also celebrate those. So we got a lot of time to celebrate the community colleges. And, you know, they're getting a lot of good press, I think, at the federal and state level about the trades that we've been able to offer to students. But we know that we're the only college in our service area, and we want to make sure we can provide the services that we need. And if we can't, that we're going to find partner institutions to come in and help us do it, because we know when our students study here, they stay here. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do our best to make sure that we can retain them the best we can.
Nice job, by the way. The college had a float or drove down. I know Daniel was driving the van down the float down the parade route. Had a lot of the athletes there as well. Kelly was in there as well. So that was nice to see at Heritage Days.
It was a great turnout. I wish I'd have been there. I was chasing my daughter in Springfield, Illinois, at a volleyball tournament. So I tell you, it's going to end here quickly. My daughter is a junior in college, and one more year, and it's over. So, it's been a fun ride, but sometimes I got to pick that and do that. So, but great turnout, a lot of students and staff that were there to support the college and the community.
Board went into closed session to discuss some personnel and then reconvened and then adjourned pretty much for the evening, didn't they?
They did. So, yep. So next month, you're going to see a few more items, especially on the instructional equipment side of the house. And so we have some health occupation simulators, some CDL simulators that are and semi-trucks that are going to be up for replacement. I'm guessing at some point there'll probably be an insurance claim that you might see on the board agenda from all the hail we had in McCook. So we had some vehicle damage, shingled roofs. Obviously, we're still waiting on adjusters there. The skylight in Walsh Brady, we had finished that probably 8-10 years ago, had replaced the original skylight, and we had hailstones in the stairwell that came through the skylight, so we're dealing with those as well. But it is part of the deal, unfortunately, but didn't have much really any water damage. It was just mainly hail damage, and I know they had a lot of rain. I think Kelly said that she saw rain gauge in the area of the college was 9+ inches, so it was crazy.
It was a crazy night, no question about that.
Yeah.
Daniel, anything on your end?
Yeah, I just want to say that there's a lot of events. You know, I feel like we get to rolling in October and November of just a lot of campus events. There's a blood drive going on the 7th of October in McCook from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Student Union. And then we will be, towards the end, shifting gears. We'll be doing the trunk or treat on October 28th from 5 to 7 p.m. and outside McMillan Hall along 3rd Street. And Ryan mentioned this earlier, it's the International Exhibition of the American Watercolor Society in the Wrightstone Gallery right now. For about another month or so, the exhibit is free and open to the public. Gallery is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Thursdays from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah, Rick Johnson came in the studios a couple of weeks ago, and man, he was so excited, so pumped up for this event because it doesn't happen all the time, and hopefully folks have had a chance to think over the weekend Saturday. They had a little open house on Saturday, but if you didn't have a chance to check it out then, you can still. It's going to be open for a little bit of time, a little bit longer, isn't it?
Yeah, just about a month. October 27th is the final day, so another month to get in there and see it, and we've got some signs we're going to put out on the road, so if you're driving by the Wrightstone building and you see that the gallery is open, feel free to stop by, walk in there, see all those exhibits. There's 40 exhibits from artists from 10 countries, so international as well as the United States. So there's a lot of great work from a lot of talented artists.
Yeah, sign your name so we can see who all attends. We'd like to see that too, especially with people coming from out of the area that have traveled down to see it. It's fun to see the people and where they're from.
Anything else? Daniel, I got an email this morning from Jennifer Fuller. You got some job fairs coming up here in October, November.
Yeah, I guess that's another thing that's happening is our Career Services is having another job fair here coming shortly in McCook. They're going to try to mash that up with some basketball. Yeah. So kind of have a job fair and then have a basketball showcase to kind of see what the basketball teams are going to do, how they'll kind of be this year. So kind of a fun event, trying to mash two events together. So be a fun opportunity.
And Coach Hargrove is, part of that Career Services team. So, he's on the head basketball coach in Career Services. So Amy Sabaka, North Platte, Director of Career Services, Career Placement, and then Dylan down there. So they're kind of tag teaming and trying to get employers matched up with students.
I'll probably get some more details on that because today is basketball media day down here this afternoon at the college. So I'll get some more details on that along with talking a little basketball with both coaches.
Yeah, athletics is in full swing. Obviously, we're still in the midpoint of the volleyball season, but men's and women's basketball teams are gearing up. They actually kick off in the end of October. So they're coming up a couple days early. Usually they don't roll till November, but they're in October this year. So seasons are just around the corner for men's and women's basketball. Volleyball is kind of at the midpoint. Golf is at the midpoint of their fall semester. So and then obviously fall ball for baseball and softball teams. So we've got athletics running pretty much 24/7.
Exactly right. Ryan, once again, next meeting is short turnaround. You're coming back on the 15th, aren't you?
It really is. Yeah, we pushed the September one back, obviously, just because of budget with all the, the old folks card process and stuff, just to make sure that we're near the tail end. And so those taxpayers have a chance to come in and talk to us if they'd like to. So, so it appears to be a short turnaround, but it's more because September was pushed back.